Today's daf is daf Ayin Hey. So we got to two lines down on the top of Ayin Hey and Aleph. We were discussing, probably worthwhile just to discuss for a moment, the previous few lines, that the Mishnah had, the Gemara brought a Mishnah in Erechin that told us that the halacha is, if a person has a house, Bati Arichoma, a house in a walled city, so if I sell it, I have a year to redeem it back. If I don't redeem it within the year, so then that guy, the buyer, the lokech, keeps it forever. So what he used to do is the 12th, the final day of the year, that the buyer would hide in order to avoid me having to being able to redeem it back. And Hillel made a takana that I'm able to throw into the lishcha, and I could forcibly give it to him, and thereby getting my house back. So the initial diak that Rava said, we see from the takana of Hillel that in general, a nesina ba'karach is not considered a nesina. It's only in this instance that Hillel made a special takana. That was his conclusion. So the Gemara now says two lines down, Maskev la rapapa, visema rav simi barashi, vidilma, maybe you're misunderstanding Hillel's takana. Dilma ki itzerich le litkune shlo b'fanav, ava b'fanav bein midai to bein ba'al karcha havi nesina. Maybe you got it all wrong. Maybe really we assume in general a nesina works. If you hand the guy b'fanav money, or if you, the woman hands, the situation we're talking about is the husband says, here's your get if you give me $200, and he runs away from her, so she can't give it to him, or he just stands there looking her in the face, and she gives it to him, and he's just giving her, you know, a stare in the eye, stare down, so maybe that wouldn't be considered a nesina. So maybe really it is, maybe b'fanav it's a nesina, whether it's midaita, whether it's bar karcha. But when Hillel is masakin, let's say you run away, and shlo b'fanav, that's not a nesina, there's no receiving end, so that's where he made a takana shlo b'fanav. So you can't conclude in general that nesina is not considered a nesina. That's Rav Papa's rejection. Barna gives a different version of this discussion. Ikadami Amarava mitakanaso shahil from Hill's takana hareza gitech almanas shetitni lima saim zuz binasala bain midai to bain balkarcha havi nesina. We can actually deduce from Hillel's takana that really, in general, a nesina is considered a nesina balkarcha is considered a nesina. And if the woman in that case of paying $200 to her husband to get the get, and she gives it balkarcha and he doesn't really want it, it still works. So v'chi istrich Hillel, when did Hillel need to make a takana? If nesina balkarcha is really a nesina, he needed to make it v'istrich leila Hillel tekune shelo b'fanav, in a situation where the lokech runs away, in the case of Bati Arichoma. That's where he needed to make a takana. When he's not available, he's not around, you just put it into some lishcha, and that's considered good for Bati Arichoma. Aval, b'fanav, if he's present, bein midaita, bein malkarcha, whether he's willing to accept it, whether he's not willing to accept it, havi nesina, so too by the case, when the woman pays the 200 zuz to the husband to get the get, whether he agrees to accept it or doesn't agree, if it's b'fanav, in general, that's going to be a nesina. Completely different, the opposite interpretation we had said before. So on this, Maskev l'Rapapa, according to this Ikadamri, V'yisem Rav Simi Barashi, they ask the opposite question now. V'dilma, maybe you made the wrong conclusion. Really, what should happen is, perhaps, afilu b'fanav nami midaito in al karchalo. Maybe b'fanav, it only works if he's there. V'hilal ma'iti itzrich le'itakin. He only made a takana for that which is needed. So if you look at Rashi explains here, he says, ma'iti itzrich le'itakin. Ra, he saw Shahaya Nitman, that the person by the Bat Erechoma was hiding. V'hiskin et Baal Karcho, v'shalab Bat Fanav te Nesina. Maybe really, Nesina Baal Karcho isn't a good Nesina. And also, Shalab Fanav is not a good Nesina either. But he's masakin, those two areas needed a tikkun for the guy, so the guy gets his house back. V'havanami Ka'i Kaman, even if he was standing in front of him, v'amar lo mekabli, he refuses to accept the money, hava istrich lehilal nami tikkuni. He had to fix that case as well. The teve nesina. Elamash lo hutrach lo hutrach. But that which wasn't needed, he didn't make a takana. V'gave get di surahu lo kaima takanta de hilal. But with regards to get, that wasn't something that was necessary. So hilal was perhaps misakin in two different cases. And again, one area of halacha, when it comes to Bati Arichoma, that either he says, I don't want to accept the money, but he's b'fanav, that will be a nesina. Or in a case where he runs away, shlo b'fanav, that will also be a good nesina. But in general, where it wasn't needed, hilal never made such a takana. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is a Gemara we saw earlier in Maseches Gittin. It says, Kol Makum Shishana Rashbag, whenever the Mishnah teaches Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah, B'Mishnah Seinu, Halacha Kamosa. We always passing like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Chutz Mi Arev Tzidan V'Raya Achrona, except for three instances. So three instances Rashi tells us, what are they? So Arev is Shili Get Pasher. The end of Maseches Babasha talks about that, he doesn't tell us what it is. Tzidon is Masnisan, our very Mishnah, that case where the husband said, you need to give me my cloak. If she gives the cloak, the Chacham said it works. If she doesn't give the cloak, substituting with money doesn't work. Rashba came along and says, even paying money would work as well. So this is one of the three exceptions where we do not follow Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Mark quotes to Bryson now halfway down, Tanu Rabbanan Hareza Gitech Vanir Shali Einu Megreshes. There's your get, but I own the paper. That's not a good gerushin. But if he says, Amanas Shetach Zirili, it's yours, but then you have to give it back to me afterwards, Esanir, the piece of paper, then that works. That's Megreshes. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer, they seem very similar. Why should one case not work and the other work? Amar Rav Chista Hamani, who is the author, it must be Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. He damar titen li es damer achnami efshe demefais alei bidame. So Rashbag holds in general, you don't have to give the actual cloak back. You could give the money back. Here too, also, you don't have to actually give the paper back. You could give money back as well. So we see that in general, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel's mekel and how one fulfills the Tanai. Here too, also, he would allow that. So I guess what he's saying is it's megureshes so long as she returns the value of the paper as opposed to the paper itself. That's what it sounds like. Rashi doesn't comment here, though. Now, by the way, Rashi makes a very important comment, though, why it's not good when he writes, when he says, Hanir Shali, that the paper is mine, lo yahiv le velo mide, he didn't give her anything. V'rachman amarvid nasam biyad, you have to give her something. If I'm giving her my own piece of paper, that's not considered a nesina, even though she's holding it. It has to be giving her something that now she acquires. Okay, the Gemara now asks on this pshat of the Braisa, maskiv la baye, Bai asks, Amar Damar Rashbag Echadele Sabina, when was Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Mekel? When was he lenient, allowing you to replace the object with money? It's only when the object wasn't available anymore. Echadele Sabina, but here the paper is very available. She's holding on to the get. Miyamar, did he say she could just pay back money instead? He didn't. That's a big chiddush. She never said that. So El Amar Bai gives a different shot what the difference is between the Braisa, the ratio and the Sefer of the Braisa. Bai says, Ho Mani, who authored this Braisa? It's Rebbe Meir. Who's Rebbe Meir? Damar Bainan Tanai Kafel. You have to, when you say it tonight, you have to double it. You have to say, if A happens, then yes. If A doesn't happen, then no. That's the structure you have to make when you're doing a Tanai Kafel. You have to say both options, if yes, if no. V'hacha halo kafle l'tanai. In this situation, they did not double the tanai. And since the second case, they did not double the tanai, the almanas was never doubled. They didn't say if yes this, if no no. So then the tanai completely falls away. It's as if he said, here's your piece of paper. It's your get. And the fact he said, almanas, you give it back to me, that almanas means nothing because he didn't do the proper structure of a tanai. Right, Rashi just explained. Rashi says, "Lo kafle." He explains, "Rabbi Meir, but Maseches Kedushin, Kol Tanai she'enu ketanai b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven. They are the source of all Tanais in the Torah. B'neima im lo tachziri lo yeget. He should have said, and if you don't return it to me, then it's not a good get. He should have said the inverse, and he didn't. Hilkach bato Tanai. The whole Tanai falls away, but the initial nesina of the get is a good nesina. So he's the author of this Mishnah." So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, Maskevla Rava. Rava asks, according to Abaye, Taima de lo kafle, the only reason why this Tanai doesn't work, it's because he did not double the Tanai, but ha kafle le Tanai, had he said it, if you return the Niyar, it's a good get, and if you don't, it's not a good get, had he said that, ha kafle le Tanai, lo havigita, then it would not be a good get, because she has to return the paper, and that wouldn't be considered an asina. Safe. Problem is, Michti, right, even the Sefer won't be a good get then. Michti, is it really true that Tanai, if he doubled it, it would have been a good Tanai, would have fulfilled all the other requirements of Tanayim? Don't we have Michti, Kol Tanai, Mehecha Gamrinan, Luhu, what's the source for all Tanayim in the Torah? Mi Tanai b'nei Gad b'nei Ruvenu. So Ma Hasam, just like there, they're the model. Just like in that situation, the Tanai, Kodim Lemaisa, when you say the statement, you have to mention the Tanai, before the action, before the result. Af kol tanai, kovdim lemaisa. So to all other tanai, you have to mention the tanai before the maisa. Lafuke hacha, but this case, the maisa kovdim le tanai. The maisa takes place first, meaning he says, this is your get if you return it to me. It should be, if you return it to me, then it's a good get. So what it's implied by this, had he doubled the language and said, if you return it X, if you don't return it Y, everything would have been good, but it's not true. It's missing another factor that the Tanai and Maisa are out of order. So Ella Amar Rava, Rava says, okay, fine. Very good point you're telling me. So the Rava now explains himself. Mishum de Maisa kolm l'Tanai. The reason why the Sefer is a good get is because the Tanai is not a good Tanai, because it lacks that very point that the Maisa is before the Tanai. Okay. So then the Gemara asks, so now Maskevla Rava. So now right now there are two limudim. When making a Tanai, you have to have two requirements. You have to have the Tanai kafel, and you also require that the Tanai is kodum l'maisa. So now on that maskevla Rav Ad Barava, time of the maisa kodum l'tanai, you're telling me, Rava, the only reason why the Tanai doesn't work is because the maisa was before the Tanai. But ha Tanai kodum l'maisa, had he said it differently, that the Tanai first and then the maisa, which case it would be a good Tanai. And if it's a good Tanai, that means it wouldn't lo have a get, it wouldn't be a get. Michti, would that still satisfy all the requirements of fitting into the model of a Tanai? Michti, kol Tanai mehecha gamrinala. Where do we learn all Tanai from? Mi Tanai b'nei Gad b'nei Ruvim. And that model, we have mahasim, just like there, the Tanai bedavar echad u'maisa bedavar acher. The condition was with one object, and the kim was within another object, and Rashi tells us what that is. Bedavar echad la'avur ha'yardin, that they were going to agree to pass over the Yardin and fight the wars. U'maisa bedavar acher, and the result was going to be nachlas eivar ha'yardin mizracha. They were going to get the east, the other side of the Yardin. So we see that the Tanai and Maisa were separate. Af kol, so to in general has to be that way. The Maisa and Tanai are two different objects. La'fuke hacha, to exclude our case here of the Gittin and the Niyar, the Tanai and the Maisa bedavar echad. Rashi says in the top here in Ayin Haman Beis, Bedavar Echad, Beget Atzma, they both, the Tanai and the Maisa, have to do with the very same Chefza. Hu HaTanai Lachziro, the Tanai returning the Get, Hu HaMaisa Liosa Get. The actual object that's being used for the Get is also being used for the Tanai, and that does not fit into the model of normal Tanai. So that's why it shouldn't work. Even if you have the Tanai Kodum LaMaisa, it still won't work for another technicality. So based on this, El Amar Rav Ada Rav, I'll tell you why in the Reisha, rather in the Sefer, it's a good get, because the Tanai isn't good. Mishum the Tanai Maisa B'davar Echad, because it's lacking that moment, that concept. But since they're both in the same Chefza, it's not a good Tanai. If it's not a good Tanai, he mamish gave her a Nesinas get. Okay, so in the end of the day, we see from here that there are three. It sounds like they are arguing with each other, but Lalacha, I believe, all the poskim, I think all the Rishonim say, that when you make a Tanai, you have to fulfill those three requirements. Tanai Kafel, Maisa Kodim L'Tanai, Tanai Kodim L'Maisa rather, and then Tanai B'davar Echad and Maisa B'davar Acher. Those are the three needed requirements. Gemara now says, Rav Ashi Amar, Hamani, who authored this Brisa? It's not Rabbi Meir, it's Rebbe He. So why does it work? Why does it say for work? She has to return the Niyar. It's not considered an Asina. Damar Rav Ahuna Amarav Kol HaOmer Amnas Komer Me'ach Shavdami. Anybody, any time you use the word Amnas, it's as if you're saying Me'ach Shav, it takes place right now. So it took a place. And the fact that she returns after time, the Chalos already happened, the initial Nesina. Okay, so therefore that's why it works out well. Okay. Gemara now says, Askin Shmuel Begita de Shchimira. Shmuel made a takana when a Shchimira were to write a get, and he's very, very ill. Imlo Mesi lo yehe get, vim Mesi yehe get. So the nusach of the get was, if I die, it's not going to be a good get. Rather said, I'm sorry, if I don't die, if I get better, it won't be a good get. But if I do die, it will be a good get. He made that takana. And the reason why, Rashi explains, Askin Shmuel, first narrow line down, Kishemosolo, when he hands it over to the get, Yomer, he should say, Im lo mesi, if I do not die, lo ye get, this get is batel. But im mesi, if I do die, ye get. Why? Dibayin and Tanai Kafel, to fulfill that requirement of Rabbi Meir of the Tanai Kafel. So what's the big deal? Dilo Kafli, if he's not doubling the language, Havegita, it would be a good get. Miyad, right away it takes effect. Vi Kohen hu mifsale alea. If he's a Kohen and he gets better, he can never remarry his wife because now she's a Grusha. So better to make this Tanai, and it only takes effect if he actually ends up dying. So Gemara has a problem with the language with Shmuel. Lema im meisi yeget, vim lo meisi lo yeget. Why do you have to say first, if I don't die, let it be a good get? Rather, it's not going to be a good get. If I do die, it will be a good get. Say the other way around. Say, again, lema, imesi, if I do die, say that first, yehe get. Vim lo mesi, if I don't die, lo yehe get. So it says the Gemara, lo makdim inish puranasa. A person doesn't want to lanafshe, doesn't want to bring puranas to himself earlier. So rather, the first option you mentioned, if I don't die, it's not a good get. It's a reminder, we did the last night of the Gemara in Megillah, and the Daf Yomi here at night, we did Daf Hey. The reason why we say Tishbav, if it falls out on Shabbos, we don't make it come earlier. As opposed to Megillah, if Megillah falls out on Shabbos, we make it earlier. Why don't we do the same thing for Tishbav? Because we say, Puranias lo makdimim. We don't want to bring Puranias, we don't want to bring Tishbav earlier than it has to be. Here too, also, we don't want to be makdim inish, the option of him dying, that shouldn't be the first thing that's said in this get. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So lema, maybe you should say lo yehe get im lo mesi. It shouldn't be a good get if I don't die. That's a more negative way, positive way of saying things. He doesn't really want to get divorced, and he doesn't really want to die, so it shouldn't be a get if I don't die. That sounds like a more positive way to say things. It's negative in terms of grammar, but it's a positive way in terms of his well-being. So the Gemara says that doesn't work either, because ba'inan tanai kodum lemaisa. You have to mention tanai first. You have to mention the condition of him dying before mentioning the effect of the get. So that doesn't work as well. So that's why he wrote what he wrote. So the Gemara asks now, maskila Rava. Rava asks again, Shmuel, michti, kol tanai mehecha gamrinan, mitanai b'nei gad b'nei ruvein. That's the source of all the tanayim. Mahasim hein kodum lala. We're now learning a fourth halacha, which we didn't mention before, that the positive has to come before the negative. Af kol, so to every case, hein kodum lalav. Lafukei hacha, to exclude this case, dilav kodum lahein. In Shmuel's nusach, it would say im lo mesi before im mesi. The im lo is the lav. The hein has to come before the lav. So the Gemara says, El Amar Rava, Rava therefore says, the nusach of Shmuel should be as follows. Im lo mesi, lo yehe get. Im mesi, right. Well, that's the initial, that's right now, that's consistent with Shmuel. Then he says, in this part of the Nusach, im meisi yehe get, that's also consistent. But then he adds a third line, im lo meisi lo yehe get. He says it a third time. So im lo for im lo, im lo. That's a 1-2-3 structure. Why? Why does he have to add on the last item again, im lo? He already said im lo in the beginning. So im lo, the first im lo meisi lo yehe get, that first time he says it, why lo makdim inish pranasa? He rather, lenafshe, he doesn't want to say if he dies first. He rather says if I don't die first. But you have the problem, im meisi ye get, but then you have to repeat it again, im lo meisi lo ye get, binan hein kodun lalav. Because you have to have the hein, the positive, before the negative. So you mentioned, so negative, positive, negative. So the first negative is in order to avoid the puranios. Then you have the positive, you have the negative afterwards, this way the lav could come after the hein.
Maybe a talon chacham there.
Right. I guess, Rava certainly qualified. Yeah. Okay. Fine, the Mishnah tells us now, the new Mishnah on Ayin Hey and Beis now tells us that Hareza Gitech Hamnas Shetish Mishi Es Abba. This is going to be your get on condition that you are going to do some service for my own father, says the husband, ex to be. Amanas Shetiniki Es Bini, or he says to her, you're going to be, I'll let you be divorced so long as you nurse my son, which I assume is her son as well. Kama Himanika, so how long is she obligated to nurse the child? Shtei Shanim, the Mishnah says, 2 years, she has to, so it's pretty difficult. So I'm not sure if she's divorced at the time, and while she's divorced, she's obligated to nurse the son. Well, not so difficult, of course, it's her son. I'm sure she wants to. But she has to do it for 2 years in order to fulfill this tanai of getting the get. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shmonas HaChodesh, 18 months. And this is a parallel machlokas that's found in Mishnah Ksubis. I think it's a parallel machlokas. Yeah, according to Ksubis here, Daf Samach, Mon Beis. That machlokas, how long should a child be nursed for? Tanakhama says 2 years, or Behuda says 18 months. Mesa ben, let's say the son dies. Osha Mesa Av, or the father dies and she's not able to serve him, Hareza get, that's a good get. But if he says Hareza Gitech Amnas Shetishmishi Esaba Sheshan, if he says he builds in the time within the Tanai that you have to serve my father for 2 years. Or he says, Amnash Shetaniki Esbini Sheshanim, you have to nurse for 2 years. Then Mesa Ben O Sha'amar Ha'av, Efshi Shetishmasheni Shlak Bada, if the son dies, or the father says, I it's impossible for her to serve me, I can't accept her to serve me, even if I won't get angry, I just can't handle her serving me for 2 years. I'm not sure why they don't give the option of the father dying. Ain't no get. That's not considered a good get. Because in the Seifa here, he stipulated within the Tanai that it has to be for 2 years, and she didn't do the 2 years. As opposed to the ratio, they never stipulated how long. They just tried interpreting what the Tanai would be, but there's never a real statement. And therefore, if they die, one's able to get's a good get. So I'm just wondering out loud, Now, why in the Reisha we suggested the son die and the father die, but here in the Sefer we say the son die, or the father says that I can't accept her to serve from here.
There's another nusach on the side.
Nusach says. Okay, Shemei Sa'av. Okay, they have it consistent. Okay. The last part of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kizeh get. This actually is a good get. This last case, even though the son or father might die, it's considered a good get. And says the klal is, klal amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the rule is, kol ikva she'ena heimana hareza get. As long as the ikva, it doesn't come from her, she's willing to, but it came either the husband refused it, rather the father refused it, or someone died that wasn't up to her, that's considered fulfilling the tanai. So the Gemara wants to know now, mi ba'inan kuliha, do you really have to nurse for 2 years or 18 months? If he specified how long, okay, that's how you fulfill the tanai. But if he just said stop nursing and stop serving, how come 18 months, 2 years for nursing, that's the tanai? Uminhi, Gemara asks the question, shimshasa yomechad, hanikasa yomechad, the same exact case, if you serve for 1 day or if you nurse for 1 day, hareza get, again, that's good enough, 1 day is enough. So how could the Mishnah say 18 months, 2 years? So I'm a Rav Chista Lokasha, that's not a problem. They're two different authors, Harabban and Harabban Ben Shimon Gamliel. The Masnis in our Mishnah is Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, and the Braisa Rabbanan. So two, it's a Machlokis, it's not a big deal. Our Mishnah is Rashbag. So Rashi explained, how do we get that? Rashi says, Masnis in Rashbag, Dhamma Leel, we learned yesterday's daf, that Titein Dameh, Amal Harvacha Mechabin V'lav Dafka Kamar. So as long as she gives the money, this goes back to the case of the cloak. He wants the cloak, she loses the cloak, so she pays the money instead. That's good enough. Hanami, here to also the harvacha, ichavin, vecholzman, shehitzarech, liyana kamar. He's being expansive. He wasn't being very exact. Whatever the broadest interpretation you could have. So he says, I want you to nurse. So whatever is considered, whatever how long the child needs for, that's what he meant. So the child needs 18 months or 2 years. So that's why perhaps we think Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was the one who authored our Mishnah. The Braiser or the Rabbanan, who are very dafka, they're tonight. If you don't have a cloak, it's not a good tonight. So you said nurse. So I did nursing. I nursed for 1 day. I served your father for 1 day. I fulfilled the tonight. That's the Gemara's initial understanding of the Machlokas, the Mishnah versus the Braiser.
Tosas speaks out a little more. He says that we said this for on the Rabbanan is Litzura Kamachavin. Since it's Litzura Kamachavin, that's why we're being very medactic.
To be longer. No.
In this case, we're being makel in just 1 day. But the point is that since the whole.
You're Makaim one tsar, one day tsar. Okay.
Some women nursing is a tzar.
What?
For some women, nursing is a tzar.
Yeah, this is true. Okay, says the Gemara. Gemara says, wait a second, could that really be true that our Mishnah, the ratio of the Mishnah, is really Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? How made the Sefer from the fact that the Sefer is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, having Mechlad the ratio of Rashbag? Must be that the ratio is not Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So, Ella, Braisa, Rashbag, he, the opposite. Really, the Braisa that says 1 day is enough, that's really authored by Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel here. To Mekel, but tonight in general, he is more Mekel. How is he Mekel? The case of the husband wanting the cloak, and there's no cloak, he says, not a big deal, just pay the money instead. He's more Mekel. Here too also, in the Braisa, he's Mekel, that 1 day is enough. The Masnisin Armisha, which requires 2 years, 18 months, that's the Rabbanan, he, who are more Machmir when it comes to tonight in general. That's the first shot of the Machlokas between the Mishnah versus the Braisa. Rava now suggests something else. Amar lo kasher kan bistam kan bimifarsh. It depends whether you articulated how long or not. So the Rashi interprets this to mean what? Kan bistam masnisin damar shteishanim tanike bistam. You just said that says 2 years. That you said nurse stam ubrais bimifarsh yomechad. So if you said stam, you're worse off. What's stam mean? Well, typically, a typical case is 2 years. But the Bryce that we brought in says, I want you to nurse for 1 day. So you nurse for 1 day. That's how you fulfilled it. That's the difference. There's no machlokas. You're two different cases. Rav Ashi comes along and says, Amar, kol stam nami kemifarish yom echad dami. No, he takes the opposite approach. When you say stam, you don't go l'chomer and say 2 years. Stam means 1 day. So you have to understand what does he understand our Mishnah. The Gemara, that's how he explains the Bryce. The Bryce is actually a case of stam. The Braisa is a case where he said stam, and stam means 1 day. So Rashi tells us that he only explains the Braisa. What's the case of our Mishnah then? The Mishnah can't be a case where he said 2 years, right, because that's the Seifa of the Mishnah. So what's the ratio? The Gemara is going to explain in just a second. But right now, the Braisa is a case of stam, and stam's interpreted to mean 1 day. Apparently, that's how the Rambam paskins, and the Shulchan Aruch as well. So the Gemara, before explaining Rav Ashi's understanding of the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes our Mishnah itself and says, Tanan, Kamahi minikaso, how long is the normal case of nursing? Shtei shanim, according to the Tanakama. And Rabbi Yehuda omer, Shmonasa chodesh, 18 months. So Bishma l'Ravanicha, this all makes sense according to Rava. Rava said, our Mishnah was a case of Stam, and the Brice was a case where you're mefarish yom echad. But according to Elul Rav Ashi, Lamali Shtei Shanim, Lamali Shmonasa Chodesh, B'Yom Echad Tzagi, if our Mishnah is a case of Stam, it can't be a case of Mefarish. So the Reish is clearly a case of Stam. So he understands that Braisa is a case of Stam. So now he is a Stira. The Braisa Stam is one day, and the Mishnah Stam is now 18 months, 2 years. Hachi Kamar. What the understanding of the Mishnah is, Yom Echad Mishtei Shanim. Not that you have to nurse for 2 years straight, you have to nurse one day within the next 2 years. La fuke la achar sheshanim, to exclude, you can nurse after 2 years. Dilo yom echad mishmona asar chodesh. La fuke la achar mishmona asar chodesh dilo. Right, I misread that. I'm sorry. Again, hachi kamar yom echad mishesheshanim. You have to nurse one day of the 2 years. La fuke la achar sheshanim dilo. You can't nurse after 2 years. That's already considered not nursing, as you have not fulfilled the tanai. And according to the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, what it means is you need to nurse yom echad mishmona asar chodesh, one day in the next 18 months. Lafuki la'ach mishmona asar chodesh dilo. So Rashi is very consistent. The Brisa and Mishnah are not talking about two different scenarios. This is the same exact case of Stam. The Brisa tells us Stam means one day. Now, when does that one day have to be done? The Mishnah tells us within the 2 years or within 18 months. That's what Rashi understands. Let's do this. Let's do this question, right? I think we're very much ahead of time. So the Braisa said, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, it's a question. Meisive, Hareza gitech amnas shetishmishi es abba shtei shanim, amnas shetiniki es bni shtei shanim. So this is our Mishnah. He says to the wife, "This is your get on condition that you serve my father for 2 years, or you nurse my son for 2 years." And Mesa beno she'amar ha'avi efshi she'tishmishenu shlobak bada ain't no get. The son dies, or the father refuses her service, or perhaps the father dies. Maybe Bishma, this all makes sense. It's according to the Rava. This makes sense according to Rava. The Reisha bedilo parish and seifa parish. That's the difference between the Reisha and the seifa. So Ella l'Rav Ashi. Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Resha and the Seifa? So I'm not sure what the difficulty is. Let's look at Rashi here. Rashi says, Eler Vashi, Damar Resha, Demasis, and Yom Echad, Kamar, Akarachach Mesa Ben, Ohav, the Katani, Kigon Shemes, Velohiniku Klal. It means he dies and he never was able to nurse or serve the father. Bamai, Hareza Get, Hare Lo Niskaim Klum Minatanai. He never fulfilled it. Ah. I don't know why.
At least one day.
Right, you have to at least do one day. That's the idea. So how could it be a good get?
You said ain't no get in that case, right? Remember Shimon Gamliel said because they get.
Now the safer we said, it wasn't a good get. He's understanding the ratio. The ratio is the difficulty, it seems. Why is the ratio a good get? If the father or son die, that means they did not fulfill the first day. How could it be a good get?
Why? Because they didn't specify. I mean, it's the whole thing.
It's a stam case. Right now, the ratio according to Rav Ashi is a stam case. Stam according to Rav Ashi means one day, and then you're yotze. So when the son dies or the father dies, that means before the one day was up. Because if they died after the one day, it was over. So they died before one day. Now, if one day wasn't fulfilled, so then she never fulfilled her tanai at all.
Right.
And therefore, it doesn't make sense. How could it be a good get? And therefore, the Gemara ends in Akasha. Okay.
That case that we're referring to here, we're talking about this ratio of the Seifa.
Mm-hmm. Ratio of the Seifa. No, it seems like we're doing the ratio of the ratio.
Because we're saying the case of...
where the father died, or the son died.
He said 2 years.
That's what we mentioned initially. So what's the difference between the Seifa and the ratio? So according to, let's look at the Rashi's on top of Ayin Vav and Aleph a second. Bishma l'Rava, this makes sense according to Rava. The Oki Reisha Demasnisin, the real Reisha of the Mishnah, Shtei Shana Mamish Avagav the Sasam. Even though he was quiet, he didn't specify, you need 2 years. That's how we interpreted it, the Reisha. And Reisha the Kamar Mesa Ben Abesoch Shtei Shana Hareza Get. He died within the 2 years, it's good enough as long as he did some service and some nursing. She did some nursing, it's fine. So that's the case of Bedilla Parish, the ratio is where he didn't explain, Shtei Shanim, Parihi Nikasa Kol Tarcha, she did the best she could. She accomplished something. Seifa, the reason why it's not a good get in the Seifa is but the parish. The husband specified 2 years. Akarchach dafka kamar, he wanted 2 years. V'dehalo itzrich leprushe parish. He didn't need to, yet he specified anyways, told us that he dafka wanted 2 years, and since the husband and father died earlier, she did not fulfill the tanai. So we understand the difference between the Reish and the Seifa, according to Rava. But Rav Ashi, we don't understand the Reish of the Reish now. That's the difficulty. Let's read Rashi again. Rashi says, El Rav Ashi, the Amar Reisha, the Masis, and the real Reisha, the Mishnah, which says he interprets the Stam case as well, which is the Yom Echad Kamar, all you need is one day. Our Karchuk, it has to therefore be that Mesa Ben, or Ha'av, the Katani, when we talk about the father or son dying in the Reisha of the Reisha, Kigon Shemes Velohni Kasakla, where there was no nursing, has to be before the one day was complete. If that's the case, if she never nursed, Amai Harei's a get. Why does the Reisha say that there was a good get? Harei Lonis Kaim Klum, Minatanai. She didn't fulfill any aspect of the Tanai at all. And therefore it ends in Akasha. No, not getting it? Here, I'll close it off and I'll try to explain. According to the Reisha,